Welcome to Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Karen Overgarden. We're joined today by Karen Ackley, Ag and Horticulture Assistant at the Iowa State Extension Office in Marion County. And we're talking about summertime yard care, lawn care, grass, trees, that kind of thing. Thank you for joining us today, Karen.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Can you give us some tips on maintaining our lawns and our grass in the summertime?
Sure. I can give you the standard practical notes that come from ISU that really talk about summer when things are normal. Seems like things aren't normal anymore around Iowa, but usually you want to be cutting your grass higher in the heat of the summer because it helps protect the base of the plant, the extra leaf covers up the root system, so it helps protect the grass. Right now, and usually it would be right about now that you would start raising your mower up to about 3 to 3.5 inches.
Okay.
However, you kind of have to go by the weather, and we've had so much rain in this general area that you may want to leave your mower a little lower until things dry out because it is very lush right now, and the grass is really green and in good condition, so you don't need to be so concerned about it until it turns dry and we don't have rain for several weeks on end.
Okay, so just mow it a little bit closer when it's as wet as it is right now.
Right, and I'm speaking about Kentucky bluegrass and other cool season grasses, which is typically what a homeowner has in their home.
Okay.
They should be mowed at about a height of 3 to 3.5 inches during the summer months, and 2.5 to 3 inches in the spring and fall. But again, you kind of have to, you know, look out the window and see what the conditions are and adjust accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
The higher mowing height also provides more food-producing foliage and promotes deeper root growth. So that's the logic behind it. One general rule that you can always use is don't ever take off more than a third of the grass height because that does damage the grass.
Okay. So if it gets too low, then what is more exposed to the dry air and the heat, maybe?
Yeah, it takes off. Well, the foliage is what nourishes the plant.
Mm-hmm.
And if you remove too much of it, it can't get any nutrients to the roots and the heart of the plant. That's a good rule of thumb, regardless of what time of year it is.
Right.
You know, when you've got a lot of rain and it's growing so quickly, sometimes you have to, and maybe you can't mow the day that you would like to, you might have to wait a few days and don't take it to the very base because that's not good for the plant.
Well, as short as you might like it so that it looks like you want it to.
Exactly.
And then what do you do with all of that? I mean, if it's as wet as it's been, there's going to be a lot of clippings that you're blowing to the side. What's a good thing to do with those?
You can use them as mulch, but be cautious. If you have treated your lawn with herbicide, then you may want to rethink using that mulch because there are some plants, tomatoes are especially sensitive to that herbicide. Now, usually you apply that herbicide early, like in March or April. It should pretty much be out of the grass clippings by now, but you might want to be extra cautious around your tomato plants. It's good to put around the base of trees. We always like to see trees mulched. That helps the root system, and if you use the canopy as a guide, that will give you the diameter that you want to mulch out to. And we like to see 3 to 4 inches of mulch, but not mounded up on the tree. That's not a good thing. You want the tree trunk to be exposed and everything level. But mulch out so that moisture is retained and the root system can develop. Another thing that comes to mind is sometimes people want to fertilize. Summer is really not the best time to fertilize your lawn. The heat, you know, and the sun bearing down all the time, and oftentimes we go without water. So usually the months that are recommended for fertilizing cool season grasses are spring and then mid-September and then late October, early November.
Some good tips. And then, of course, all this information is available on the Iowa State Extension website as well, too.
Yes, and we have literature that you can pick up and look at.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you very much.
You are
welcome.
Appreciate it.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Karen Ackley, Ag and Horticulture Assistant at the Extension Office in Marion County, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.